What is up, everybody? My name is James King, and welcome to Classless. So, yesterday I uploaded the first official Classless episode, and you know, I think it went pretty well. I did say that I was going to be doing some Q&A work today, and I'm going to be doing that. So, here's the deal. One thing I just want to cover real quick, I did delete a couple old episodes off of iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Overcast, Pocket Casts. And the reason for that is I want to start newer with this journal idea. So that's the reason for that. The idea is that all the episodes that are up right now are more journalistic and personal than the others. So that is the reason for that. So a couple questions. I'm just kind of going through my email that I had gotten from a lot of people. And you guys hit me with some pretty tough questions, personal questions. And you know, I'm gonna jump into that. So, and all I gotta say is I'm amazed at how far this podcast has actually reached, because I have people questioning me from like Illinois. I have somebody questioning me all the way out in Maine, which I think is fucking crazy. So Josh from Maine. We're gonna jump right into Josh from Maine. Josh, he asked me, you know, what is the toughest thing you've ever had to conquer in life? And great question, Josh. You know, if you've been a long-time listener of the Now Classless podcast, you know my grandma recently died, and that was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with, because it was rough. It was very, very, very rough for me, because it's just the person you look up to the most, and the person that, you know, you rely on a lot, and you know you rely on them for 22 odd years, and just out of nowhere they're gone. So that is probably without a doubt the most difficult thing I've ever had to deal with personally in life. So I appreciate your question, thank you. Now my cousin Emily, I see, she was gonna ask me a question, but she neglected to do that. So thanks, Emily. I know you've been busy with a lot of your school and stuff, so get kick ass with that, kid. Lexi from Texas. Lexi says, I'm sorry to hear about your grandma. Thank you, Lexi. And as a senior in high school, I have to do essays and all this. What is your advice, if any, on, you know, getting through that senioritis? That's a good question. Senioritis hit me really hard when I was a senior in high school. I didn't want to do anything. I neglected a lot of homework. I was lucky to graduate. So the best advice I have to, you know, when it comes to your essays and stuff like that, is just bust through it. Because the quicker you get through with it, the quicker you're done, and the quicker you get the hell out of high school. The quicker you get out of here. So yeah, that's just little advice on that. Now, let's see who we got next. Kyle from Arizona. No, it's not my friend Kyle, but Kyle from Arizona. Let's see. Kyle says, again, I'm sorry about your grandma. Thank you, Kyle. What do you envision, you know, your life going forward? What do you envision your life doing going forward? And do you have more aspirations than podcasting? Great question. I do. Going forward in life, obviously, you guys know I have a kid on the way. You know, going forward in life, I, I want to be dedicated to this podcast. This podcast, I really, really, really want to stay dedicated to. And yeah, I mean, other than that, my big thing is I want to be a good father, to my daughter, a good husband, and just a good person overall. I know that's really cliche and it's really a stupid thing to say, but it's true. You know, I don't want to look back on life and say that I could have done this better or I should have done that more. And yeah, so that's where I'm at with that. And that's really all I want. I can only suggest that you guys do the same. Live every day like it's going to be your last, because as you guys know, and I know, you may never get to see certain people again. And you know, don't love everybody like it's your last day. Don't hate people. Don't discriminate people. Life's too short for that bullshit. Just go ahead and live life the way you would, you would normally want to live it, and you'll never have any regrets in life. So, all right, Josh from Texas, what is up, Josh? Says, speaking of regrets, do you have any regrets in life? If so, what are they, and what do you wish you could do differently? That's a good one, Josh. I will tell you what. Now, regrets. Yes, I have a really weird perspective on regrets, because I feel like if you regret something and you try to go back and change it, I'm a big butterfly effect believer. So your life would never be the same, and you would not meet the same people you would have met, and all that. So I'm a big believer in that aspect of things. So do I have regrets? Absolutely. I regret being put in handcuffs in front of my grandmother and my grandfather. I regret doing the things that put me in jail. I regret that I probably wasn't, and I'm probably still not, the best son in the world, and didn't, make my mother's life a little bit easier growing up. But again, would I go back and change something? Absolutely not. Because if I went back and changed something, like I said, I don't think I would be with the woman that I'm with today, and I don't think I'd be having this child. And I just don't believe that having regrets to go back and rework your entire life, I don't see that being productive. I just don't think about that being productive. Now I have several more. I'm only going to answer two more because, I just kind of want to get through all this, because a lot of these questions, they're really the same. A lot of people are just messaging saying, sorry about your grandmother, blah, blah, blah. And again, no, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate you guys and all your condolences. It means a lot. Alrighty. So this person actually just sent an email in today. Let's see. Jackie from Ohio. God, Ohio. That just amazes me. That amazes me that this is reaching all the way out to like Ohio. So Jackie from Ohio says, during that 2-month hiatus you took from podcasting, did you focus on anything other than grieving, or was that take up most of your time? Did you focus on life? Did you focus on, getting healthier, etc.? A little bit of everything. I mean, I've been wanting to get healthier, but being on a budget is only so easy to eat healthy. I'm still trying to drop 25-30 pounds of fat and eventually turn that into muscle, lean and bulk up. A lot of my time was spent on grieving, as well as focusing on my relationship with my girlfriend and her pregnancy and a lot of that. So yeah, while grieving did take up a lot of my time, I still found time for family, found time for friends, and I have lost a lot of sleep over a lot of it. So, yeah, so I mean, sleep is the hard thing to come by right now. So when I do get a couple of, like 5, 6 plus hours of sleep, I'm grateful. But other than that, health has just been, it's been up there. That's a big concern for me, is, wanting to be that dad that can run around with her, with his daughter, and, not be that dad that's always sitting on the bench and, oh, out of breath and can't do stuff. That's not what I wanted to do. So yeah, so good question. Let's see, I'm gonna pick a good one here. I know I have one. Bear with me, guys. I apologize. Ah, here's a good one. Another Josh, also from Arizona. Do you think any part of your personality needs to be improved? If so, which part and why? You bastard. You rat bastard, because that is a good fucking question. Let's see. I think I need to be a little bit more understanding. I know my girlfriend's probably listening. Yeah, no shit, you need to be more understanding, you asshole. No, I'm just kidding. No, I need to be a little bit more understanding about certain things and certain people. And I just need to, I need to understand that I can't always do what I want to do, or I can't always, be where I want to be, or when I want to be, or how I want to be. And I have to understand people's feelings better. I just think being more of an understanding person will help me in the long run. So yeah, I think that's a really great question. I think, I could also be a bit of a more caring person, because a lot of times I brush a lot of stuff off, and that's good, but it's not. And yeah, so also, I tend to, like, go off into my own little personal areas and times, and just kind of close everybody off. And I think while that's good to an extent, I also think that I need to do a little bit less of that and open up more about my feelings and how I'm feeling, and just in general, open up and be a more open person about a lot of things going on. So that way, I'm not feeling like I'm fighting all my battles alone, because I know I'm not. So yeah. That was some really good questions, guys. I really, really, really appreciate that. All you guys sending questions in, that, and the fact that, again, from Maine to Ohio to Texas, I see, like I said, Illinois. I see some Indiana, California, some people up in Oregon. That's amazing to me, guys. You guys are all amazing. Wonderful people. So yeah, that's a little bit of a question and answer with me. I may do more of these, I may not, depending on if you guys enjoy this type of content. So yeah, just keep being you guys, and just always, like I said, live every day like it's your last day. So yeah, this is just a little small episode for you guys, that this Q&A that I promised you I was gonna do. So yeah, guys, all right, thank you. This has been, I guess, the second official episode of Classless Podcast. Peace.